When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is time for the Spillover with Raph and AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's, who just had their golden birthday on August 28th. They're keeping the party going by giving away $100,000 worth of prizes, including a chance to win a 10-ounce gold bar. These prizes are truly golden. Please stop by Raising Cane's, birthday.com to learn more. And remember, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love. Sip, you got called out during the break on something regarding Mason Crosby.
I did.
You said he's got two first names. Do you know anybody named Crosby at all?
Hold on.
You did say that.
You're right.
So
I did.
Two first names.
I did, and I think Crosby's a first name, guys.
Do you know Crosby?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's his last name. It'd be David Crosby.
What was the first name of the band?
Yeah, Bing Crosby.
That'd be another last name.
I'm just saying you could envision somebody being named Crosby.
I've never met a Crosby or heard of a Crosby. Thank you for the text. You're saying no one's going to call Sip out on that at all. They said no one's going to call Sip out on the Crosby first name idea.
I'm trying to think of the most famous Crosby I know.
You don't know him.
If it's a last name.
I'm just saying it could happen.
It could happen.
And anything can happen. I get it, but
Ralph could be a good first name someday too. You never know.
No, it's not as good as Crosby. Like Sipple can't be a first name.
Could be.
Sorensen's not a first name.
No, Sorensen.
I mean, Davis is a first
name.
Hey,
Sorensen, I think.
No, it's a first. Get out of here.
I think I've heard Sorensen. No,
I've heard. Yeah.
You've heard
hello, Sorensen.
I've heard Sorensen.
You've heard Soren.
Bring me my coffee, Sorensen.
Yeah. No.
Yes, there's Swedish people named Soren. I've heard Soren before.
There's a lot Sorensen. Of Davises. Davis Mills.
Yes, boom. Davis Mills. Yeah. Davis is a first name.
Davis
Love. Thompson. Davis Love. Yeah. So only person with two first names in this room is AD.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the texture, but I disagree respectfully.
I'm not opposed to a first name, Crosby.
Crosby would be a pretty good first name.
Someone on the text line says, my friend did name her son Crosby. So you have somebody, you have there one you person go. Supporting you.
Right. Work,
and that person's name, by the way, is Fullback Trap on the text line.
Thank you.
Fullback Trap. Nice. I love that name. That's old school there. Fullback Trap.
Fullback
Barrett Liebentritt can do it. He's pretty good. That's who Nebraska's fullback is. Barrett Liebentritt.
Bonner plays a little bit last year, too.
A little bit.
Darren Bonner.
Did you see the Chargers' new fullback? He's like 6'2", 300.
Oh.
Whoa.
300.
Whoa. Whoa.
Jim Harbaugh getting creative out there in L.A.
6'2", 300.
Yep, I saw that yesterday.
Oh, God.
Is he supposed to be that big?
I think he's a defensive lineman, but he just on the depth chart. You know how Jim Harbaugh has listed him as the number one fullback.
As a fullback.
All right.
Sip, I got a question for you.
Please.
I was watching Big Red Wrap-Up last night.
Okay.
And they had a reporter out of there, Brian Howell, maybe out of Colorado?
Yes, Brian Howell of the Boulder Daily Camera.
Yeah. He mentioned something I thought was interesting, and he said that, in particular, Colorado's running game or lack thereof. He goes, we keep hearing we're going to see it, but we have yet to see an established running game. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, just against North Dakota State, I mean, I don't mind their two running backs. Now, they weren't productive against Colorado State. Jake, I think I'm going to say it was 23 rushes.
North Dakota State.
I think it was 23 rushes for 59 yards. So they weren't productive. Mm-hmm. They got a kid named Offerdahl, who's a little walk-on running back. I mean, he's not that bad. I don't know why there's not more production. They brought in Dallin Hayden from Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Didn't win the job, but he's pretty good. So I don't know why. I mean, it's an offensive line issue is what we're talking about.
He mentioned that, you know, just that. I just thought it was an intriguing interview with him.
Yeah.
That it was a glaring thing to him. No, very noticeable. I don't say glaring. Very noticeable that the lack of running game.
Against North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They couldn't do it. I mean, they tried a little bit. Now, I just got to tell you something. It didn't look terrible to me. It doesn't look terrible.
Their longest run was 11 yards by Shedeur Sanders on a scramble, just so you're aware.
I'm just telling you, it didn't look terrible. And I'm going to say the problems are up front.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those running backs aren't that bad. They're just guys, though.
Yeah. If they break loose against Nebraska a couple of times, it'd be very disappointing. For how that first game went against North Dakota State, they did not break loose Colorado. Nebraska's run defense is very good. It shut down UTEP on the run.
If someone breaks loose for 30 yards in the middle of the field, it doesn't bother me that
much.
But
I'm saying multiple times.
Yeah.
One time, whatever. If it's several times, then that'd be very upsetting in this game against Colorado.
Yeah. Well, you guys say this, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot and just, you know, talking to people like we all have been talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado's going to get plays. I mean, they're too explosive.
Big plays,
yes. You're not going to stop Horn. You're not going to stop Hunter.
No, you're Shedeur. Not.
Those guys are going to get theirs. What you want to do is minimize it.
Right.
You know, they're going to get theirs. That's the bottom line.
Keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, they're going to get theirs.
Right, Raf?
Me and Raf talked about this yesterday. Me personally, I think it's going to be a somewhat high-scoring game.
I do too.
I really do, man.
The 30s?
I think I could be there. And I said yesterday to Raf and a few other guys, I think the spread, before I even seen the spread, I was guessing between 55 to 60.
Over under.
I really do, because you have two. But ours, obviously, we in one game we don't know yet, but we see what's capable. A very vanilla playbook, very vanilla. Well, we know what Colorado brings. They can score in clips, So, like I said, I was curious about that run game. If you do make them one dimensional, I think that definitely goes in our favor. We can do that, but they have some dogs.
So the line opened at 6.5 Nebraska. It went to 7. Now it's 7.5 Nebraska. Overs is 58.5 for total.
Yeah. 58.5.
I think it's
perfect overs.
Yep, there.
Perfect overs. I mean, I think what you're getting at, AD, now there's a threshold. There's a threshold here. I can't see Nebraska holding Colorado to 10 points.
No.
Now what's the threshold? What, 17?
I would even say more than that.
Right.
They're saying about 35-28 is the final score they're getting.
I would say at least 20.
For that spread.
And that's both sides, I would say.
So it puts a little pressure on Nebraska's offense. You know, they're going to have to score.
Well, here's the deal, you guys. We sacked Shedeur 7 times last year. 7. Mm-hmm. And then we became Santa Claus again with the football at the most inopportune times. Yep. And we every time we had their offense frustrated and we'd get the ball back, we'd bail them out. Sip, how many times did we give them the ball with only 40 yards to go for them? A few times.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it was even a 35 a few times to where, in fact, one time I think we had a turnover and maybe a play and a half later, they scored because they had 28. You can't give them those type of opportunities.
It was bad.
So I'm not, our defense did what they were supposed to do. And I know that's the narrative for last year and it gets old, but it was the narrative last year.
It's okay.
Our defense would show up and our defense was on the field a long time last year.
Right. Yeah, that Colorado game was odd. I mean, I remember distinctly in the second quarter turning to Sean Callahan and saying, they're going to be okay here. They started to run the ball. They're running it. Remember, Irvin got going.
Yeah.
And you thought, okay, this is swinging Nebraska's way. And then boom, the turnover started. Then the implosion.
Cough it up.
Forgot how to take a snap without dropping the ball.
Then the implosion occurred.
The implosion did happen.
I think the biggest thing this year is the defensive line. If they can get pressure at 3 and 4 guys,
that's
they're
going to
be
all.
Yep. They're going to be able to clog up the passing lanes.
Nailed it, right?
Bingo.
You can drop 7 and 8 all the time. Without being should be okay.
No blitz.
Right. Should be okay.
Is it Saturday yet?
Yeah. Should we wish it
big? I mean, it's big for.
Let's go.
It's big for Butler. It's big for Nash. It's big for Ty Robinson. Yeah. Boy, Ty Robinson looks like a monster right now.
He was an animal,
man.
Yeah. It looks like it, and he's really active. As I watch that game, I wonder if he's the breakout guy, the guy that goes to the next level. That's what he looks like.
We thought it might be Nash, but it could be Ty.
It could be Ty. Or
perhaps both.
It could be both.
The guy hasn't got a lot of talk, though, is Cam Linhart.
No, he's not.
Cam only played 11 plays. I saw him walking off the field, and I was struck by it because it looked like he didn't even play. Yeah. He no sweat, no signs of, I mean.
Well, it helps you get that nice cool sideline too when it's 68 degrees.
In the shade.
Felt refreshed.
Well, those guys, I mean, just that discussion, I think it's germane that they didn't have to play a lot. They are fresh.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, those guys are going to be, they're going to be completely fresh going into this game.
They will. Mm-hmm. They will. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.